The eyes of the world have been firmly fixed on the United States following the Supreme Court's decision to revoke the constitutional right to an abortion. And the ruling is having a ripple effect overseas, with Israel easing its own restrictions in direct response to the ruling, and lawmakers in France agitating to protect access to abortions by enshrining it in the Constitution. But there are fears the rollback could see similar regressions elsewhere around the world. Beth Schlockneter is the Director of Global Advocacy at the International Planned Parenthood Federation. She also leads a global collection of organisations working for increased access to abortion. They're known as the Family Planning 2030. And Beth joins me now from Washington, D.C. Beth, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
In recent decades, dozens of countries have improved access to abortions, in fact. But in this century, just a handful of countries appear to have rolled back abortion rights, going in the other direction. Who else does the US now join?
Well, sadly, my country, the United States, now joins El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Poland to be the fourth country to roll back access to abortion in the last 25 years. Other countries have made incredible progress, as you said, including 60 over the last 25 years, who've liberalized abortion laws because they've seen that for women, access to a full range of reproductive health services improves their lives and is actually fundamental to their safety and their well-being, their sense of self in the world, their civil liberties. And so this regression on the part of the United States is, you know, it's been a long-standing effort by those who've sought to roll back access to abortion. They've been pulling it down piece by piece in many of the most conservative states in the United States. But this long-awaited victory on the part of religious conservatives and nationalist populist forces in the United States, which is part of a larger agenda, but is specifically about controlling women, has been long anticipated on their behalf, and they finally succeeded in doing this last week.
Where is access to abortion most restricted around the world?
Well, a few of the countries that have the greatest restrictions include El Salvador, who I mentioned. There are at least 180 women have been prosecuted in El Salvador for abortion or aggravated homicide after having obstetric emergencies, such as a miscarriage or a stillbirth. After public pressure, some of the women have been released in recent years, though many still remain in prison with decades-long sentences. Nicaragua has had a total ban since 2006. Honduras has hardened their ban into their constitution. And Malta also is the only EU member state that has abortion with no exceptions. And that actually caused a terrible tragedy last week for an American woman who was visiting Malta on vacation with her husband. And she had a miscarriage. And at the point of having about an 80% complete miscarriage and the fetus was no longer viable, the modern-day hospital in Malta would not provide her the life-saving miscarriage, even though she was at a terrible risk for sepsis, and in fact told her that either the fetus heartbeat had to stop, even though there was no way this fetus was going to survive, which was a tragedy for her and her husband, that either the fetus would have to die or she would, and that they could not provide her services. And it was days until she could be medically evacuated with her partner to Mallorca to receive the health care that she needed. And she was gravely ill at that point. So this is a terrible tragedy, but a foreshadowing of things that are already happening in countries like El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras, and in Poland, and what we can expect to start happening in the United States as services are denied to women as well.
What is the situation like in Australia's part of the world, the Pacific and Asia?
Well, for the most part, there's a lot of conservatism, a lot of resistance to providing broader access to abortion services. Countries like Kiribati, who limit access to abortion to save the life of the woman. But for the most part, these are laws that have been liberalizing, along with general trends as well, although obviously Australia and New Zealand remain the most liberal. But the trends are moving forward in terms of providing greater access and greater services and not going backwards, which is heartening.
Are there countries now poised to follow a similar path to the United States in rolling back access?
You know, this is a profound concern, and we've typically been seeing that access to abortion has been restricted in countries where we're seeing democracy erode. And, you know, there are a number of countries where that's of concern, you know, including places like the Democratic Republic, Egypt, Haiti, Iraq is a country of concern. Countries like Senegal as well, and the Philippines, where, you know, we've seen Duterte removing access to civil liberties across the board. And I know that there's a new regime in place, but it remains to be seen whether that's going to transition into a broader acceptance and support for civil and other rights. And so they're generally, these are our countries of concern. And where we also see that is honestly where there are these sort of deeper connections to conservatism, that much of which comes from the United States, where the same pockets of money that funded these sort of long-standing efforts to erode civil liberties in the United States, you know, form common cause with Russians who seek to do the same thing. We've seen these efforts take hold across Europe and through Africa as well. So I think it's something that all countries need to be vigilant about in terms of looking to make sure that, you know, we're countering these kinds of efforts that are seeking to erode democratic principles and human rights and protection for the most marginalized. And now in my country, I'm going to include women in that category, but also LGBTI persons, those with disabilities as well, to make sure that we're protecting everyone so that they can enjoy their freedoms. And so wherever you see that taking place in countries, you can have concern about abortion as well.
Just finally returning to the United States, various pro-life organisations have now said the next step for them is to push for a national end to abortion. Are you worried that could be likely, especially with the way the Supreme Court is structured?
Absolutely. The Supreme Court in the last week and a half, today, they just eroded the rights of Native populations to manage law on their own native lands. They've liberalized, they've taken away gun restrictions, they've taken away our Miranda right, which is the obligation of police to read you your rights when you've been arrested. They've eroded a number of fundamental rights, including the separation of church and state, if you can believe it, in the last week. And so this Supreme Court has demonstrated that they are firmly politically attached to a conservative agenda, and that we can anticipate that they will continue to act in that regard until they're stopped in some capacity, either through an expansion of the court or through other democratic processes. I'm profoundly concerned that in November we have our by-election, and that in that election there's a possibility that our Congress, our parliament, if you will, could change hands. It's barely hanging on by a thread, a 50-50 thread that is broken in the Senate by having Kamala Harris as a Democratic vice president. She's the tie-breaking vote. But if we don't shore up Democratic hold of Parliament or of Congress, then we risk further erosion, and that's when they can move for a national ban. So do look toward those November elections to see what the outcome is, because it's not just abortion that's on the ticket, but it's also support for democratic principles as well, because we've seen a number of Trump supporters say that at the state level, they'll be eroding state-level laws and processes in order to ensure that Republicans continue to win for the foreseeable future. And they've demonstrated through the January 6 attacks on our Capitol that they will take to the streets and they will do these things. And so I have profound concerns for abortion, for civil liberties, and for democracy in the United States.
Beth, thank you for joining us on the program this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for your interest.
Beth Schlochter is the Director of Global Advocacy at the International Planned Parenthood Federation. She also leads a global collection of organisations working for increased access to abortion. They're known as Family Planning 2030.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.